You still can't walk around in the Richmond City Courthouse with a mobile phone, but now you can at least get through the front door, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Yeah, this is a story by Ned Oliver, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And it was kind of just an aside in a recent New York Times story about evictions, about how people in Richmond, which has the second highest eviction rate in the country, came to court only to be told they could not bring their cell phones with them. And for most people, that means the inconvenience of walking back to their car and putting them in their car. But to many people who don't have a car, and that's a lot of people who are getting evicted, their only choice was to go out into the bushes and try to hide their phone while they were inside the building. Apparently, after that article appeared, the Richmond Sheriff Antoinette Irving changed the policy to now you can come inside and check it in a locker.
Now, there have been people advocating for this, David, for quite some time.
Martin Wingbright, who's a director of litigation for the Central Virginia Legal Aid Society, said, quote, "The change is long overdue." Apparently, she said that when people would get an eviction notice demanding they appear in court, the notice itself did not mention the cell phone policy. So it left people in a real bind, people that weren't familiar with how the court system works.
So they've changed the policy, but they did it rather quietly, one might say.
There's been no public notice of this. The Times-Dispatch has been trying to reach the sheriff for a couple of weeks and was told that she wasn't available. The only notice was a sign in front of the court building. A tape had been placed over the word cell phones in a list of banned items.
That's a ban lifted in Richmond as another ban is put in place in Martinsville. This one is a ban on the release of certain information.
Right, this story is by Brian Carlton and Mickey Powell. They're reporters at the Martinsville Bulletin. And it's basically how the city has done an end run on State's Freedom of Information Act about a case that's really embarrassing to the city. And the city was left holding the bag for nearly $800,000 to the Tobacco Regional Opportunity Fund. They had to pay that back when a company that came to town to open up a medical school didn't perform, didn't hire the number of employees that they agreed to do in a performance agreement.
Martinsville is now investigating ways it might recover some money from that failed company. David, clearly they want to do that without having a lot of public discussion.
So the city attorney went to a judge who signed an order saying the city did not have to release any information about this situation. And then the newspaper called up the city attorney, Eric Mundy, and asked him why. And he said, well, there's a local guy who has been kind of a pain to us and takes all this information about the city and makes us look bad. And we're not going to let this guy second guess everything we do. So we're going to try to keep this information away from him.
Mundy identified that local guy as Ural Harris. He is a member of the Planning Commission who often questions city actions. David, if he's been trying to get the city's attention, it looks like he's done it.
There's no doubt.
Mundy says the information will be made public when the investigation is finished. He doesn't know how long that might take. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.